It's 4:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Authorities in Sioux City are keeping a close watch on rising water levels. The Iowa DOT has closed a portion of Hamilton Boulevard at Interstate 29 and the southbound on-ramp and off-ramp to I-29. The Sioux City public boat ramp is closed and access to Chris Larson Park from Hamilton Boulevard has been impacted as well. There are also portions of I-29 still closed in western Iowa, 1 mile south of Missouri Valley to south of Omaha, and from Pacific Junction all the way to the Missouri border. There are several flood warnings in the region. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning to increase releases of water tomorrow from the Gavin's Point Dam into the Missouri River. The Iowa Supreme Court today has affirmed a state regulator's 2016 decision to allow the Dakota Access Pipeline to be built diagonally across the state. The court also upheld the use of eminent domain to make way for the pipeline against the objections of landowners. Those landowners and the Sierra Club sued the pipeline and the Iowa Utilities Board, saying the pipeline didn't meet the legal standard of public convenience and necessity, and it presented serious environmental risks. The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa has filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that prohibits the use of Medicaid funding for gender reassignment surgery. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill on May 3rd that included language amending the state's Civil Rights Act so government officials are not required to pay for gender reassignment surgery. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.